The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
There's some new hardware that has gone up along the edge of the platform. It's designed to prevent what is every rider's subway nightmare of landing on the tracks. The MTA is giving this idea a go at stations, including along the one train at 191st Street. And Glenn Shuck reports from Washington Heights.
It's hard to not notice these as soon as you walk into the platform area. These yellow fence-like railings, about 3.5 to 4 feet high, positioned right in the very edge of the platform. And the MTA says this will not block subway cars as they come in and out. What does Justin think?
I think they're better than nothing as far as keeping people safe on the platform in the subway.
But this rider named Star questions the effectiveness.
If they're hopping over to take the train, what makes you think they're not going to hop over to get right in the middle again? It makes no sense. They're wasting our hard-earned taxes on that.
Now, the MTA says this station, two in Brooklyn and a fourth, still to be determined, will get these protections as part of this pilot program, and the MTA will evaluate if they're working or not before they decide to expand the program. From Washington Heights, Glenn Shuck, WCBS 880 News.
This is the day before the big primary in Bridgeport, the second primary, the do-over. What a story. The candidates involve the mayor, who just got reelected in November, and the person who would like to win the primary, and if would that change the election results? So many questions. Let's go live now to WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Well, Bridgeport, here you go again. Third vote for mayor in 5 months. Incumbent Mayor Joe Ganim, if you remember, not long ago, he won the general election in November, but a judge tossed out the prior Democratic primary. Ganim beat challenger John Gomes due to absentee ballots. But the judge found Ganim supporters mishandled some of those absentee ballots for other people. And thus, you have to have a do-over. Voter turnout is historically low here in Bridgeport. All indications are both camps are vigorously bringing those absentee ballots to the people. Two state monitors are keeping watch here to make sure everything is done appropriately. A new court-ordered general election is on the calendar for the end of February. Live in Bridgeport, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Sean, volunteer fire departments in the New York suburbs say they are shrinking, and they're hoping Governor Kathy Hochul goes along with their call for a little financial sweetening and a recruitment recipe. Our WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall joins us from Suffolk County with more on the plan. So,
and Paul, what will it take to bring in more volunteer firefighters on Long Island? The Firefighters Association of New York hopes better incentives like tax credits and health benefits will help out. The numbers have dropped dramatically over the past 10 years when it comes to volunteers, which is a major problem because 178 of the 180 fire departments on the island are run by volunteers. And take note, there is no age limit to join, and you will be extensively trained before going out on any call. And another problem, young people, they do join one of the fire departments in their local area, but then after college or when they get a job, they leave. So the group also wants to retain the volunteers. Wayne and Paul.
Sophia Hall reporting from Long Island.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
We still have some very cold temperatures this morning. The sky is clear, and in a few spots, the wind diminished down to near calm. So in northwest New Jersey, around through portions of the Hudson Valley, northern sections of Fairfield County, I'm seeing a couple of single-digit readings out there this morning, especially Sussex County, that is. In Suffolk County, it's in the teens and 20s, and it feels like teens and 20s anyway from what breeze we still do have. Highs today 35 to 40, though, so we will get above freezing before the day is through. Low tonight 30 to 35, 20s inland. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain or drizzle. Could start as an icy mix, though, in some northern to western suburbs before we get up to about 40 to 45, and that's where it stays on Wednesday. 40 to 45 with some rain or drizzle at times. Definitely a milder week, unfortunately, not too sunny. Right now here in the city, we have 25, and the sky is clear. The relative humidity, 58%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.